I got a message. Let's see here. Dear, sing my praise. I've been following your GWA career since pretty much the beginning, and I hate to say it, but I became pretty much obsessed with you. But not because I enjoyed what you did, more that I developed a very strong dislike for you. You could say it's because through the pieces that you chose, it was obvious that you're, well, a libtard. And just your political views and your ideologies, I cannot fucking stand. So I just started checking out more of your work, just kind of like, I don't know. I sometimes become obsessed with things that I hate. And as I checked out more of your work, I realized that what I enjoyed was your ramble faps. And I like those because I got to see you being vulnerable. And there was just something about seeing your enemy being vulnerable that's a huge turn on. That's fucked up. So I remember the first ramble fap that I listened to. It was the one about the clown. Oh my gosh, I was cracking up at that shit, and here you are just getting off and moaning and just getting yourself all sloppy and wet, and oh, I enjoyed it. It just every single time I listen to these, I just feel like you're just getting violated in a way. 'Cause I fucking hate you. What the fuck? I don't know if I even want to read any further. This is. Okay. Whatever. I can't. So, you remember that ramble fap with the clown, like I was saying?
I'm picturing the clown above me, and oh god, he's squeaking the red nose. Squeak, 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 squeaking. All I can think about is I want to take the red nose off, and I just want it up my pussy. And, oh god, I just want to feel it there and just squeeze it and make it squeak. Oh fuck, yeah, I remember that ramble. Oh.
And then there was the ramble that you did, the one about the cactus, which you can't make this shit up.
And we're fucking, and you pull out a cactus, and that is just so sharp, and it's just there's something about it, about the shape of it. It's so phallic, and it's big. It's really, really big, and it's bigger than you. And I'm just like, what if that was on my pussy? And God, would that feel really good? And oh, you start to spread me open. You say, "We're gonna try this out, baby. We're gonna try this out." And then you start putting it up me, and oh, it hurts, but it's a good kind of pain. It's really good, and I'm really enjoying it. And you stick it further up, but then, like, some of the cacti, the thorns just, like, come out inside of me, and they're stuck in me, the balls of my pussy, and oh, it hurts, and it's bleeding, but it feels so good. Yeah, okay, that one. Great. So my enemies are listening to this stuff. Like, it's, I don't know, they're not really fantasies of mine. It's just, when you're touching yourself, things just come to mind sometimes, and hidden things, I guess, in your subconscious. I don't know. All right, which other things did he listen to? Yeah, and then there was the one about the dead bird. What the fuck was that one? I don't even want a guy right now. I don't. What I want. I saw a dead bird this morning. It just like fell from the sky, and I just. It made me think about things, you know. It made me think about my, oh God. It made me think about my own life and how, what if I was that bird and I was just like falling into my own death, like off of a building. And, how it would feel like when I fell and my neck broke and life just gonna end it, and would I just be floating above my body, and would that be like the best orgasm
Then there was my favorite ramble. There was the one about the unicorn. You said it was every girl's fantasy.
All I want right now is I just want you, but I want you to wear a unicorn horn. Every girl wants a unicorn, right? They all just dream of having a unicorn, beautiful unicorn. Just finding one out in the woods, just while walking, and it looks so majestic and so magical. Unicorns, oh God, they're not even supposed to exist. And so anyway, you're wearing a unicorn horn, and it's actually a real unicorn horn. Yeah, you're a unicorn man. And you stick it in me, not your dick. Oh, you stick the horn in me. And you just fuck me with the horn, and your head is just, it's bobbing up and down and squeeze so hard in me. Yeah, that one. I remember that one. Oh, but it wasn't just the ramble faps that I listened to. No. You've got your subreddit, the one for your quote unquote fans. Yeah, I joined that. I'm not a fucking fan, sorry. Anyway, you asked for requests. So I was looking through scripts trying to find like the most fucked up requests to make you do just because it would be funny. Just to watch you debase yourself. And just to see, I just love watching you be so vulnerable. Something about that. So, I had you do the one where you got raped by five people. That one was fantastic. Yeah, it really did go on for over 2 hours. He picked a fucking script that went on for over 2 hours. And for some reason, I like to fill every freaking request. And so, like that pain and that crying that actually became quite real. What a fucking asshole. Did he listen to all 2 hours of that? Yeah, I listened to all 2 hours of that. Oh boy. I enjoyed seeing you in that much pain, hearing you cry, hearing you whimper. Actually, that's when I realized that this was actually pretty damn hot. So, I put in more requests for you. They weren't all super long, but a lot of them were pretty degrading and embarrassing. I mean, I don't know if you can get more degrading and embarrassing than the whole like clown nose thing, but I tried. I really tried to come up with some doozies for you. So, there was the one with the mannequin. You remember that one, right? Oh God, the mannequin. So in that one, oh God. Why did I even take that request? That was the one where I actually had to like go to, I wanted it to be like authentic. And so I went to a department store and into the dressing room, and I pulled a mannequin in with me. And I actually like had the mannequin's like hand fucking me and like this audio and like all the wet sounds were real and like everything was like real and it was this mannequin and I put that in the synopsis for it because I just thought, you know, this listener would really be interested in that and I just really wanted to make it as real as possible for them and fuck, 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 fuck. Why did I do this? Yeah, you really did it too. I couldn't believe that. So I had to have more fun with you, of course. I just had to. This was becoming fun and actually kind of like a sick obsession because I really was starting to get pretty big kick out of this sexually. So then there was the one, the electric shock one. You remember that one? Yeah, that was me too. Fuck that one. That hurt. Oh, fuck. Oh, my pussy. Ow. 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 Okay, Daddy, I'll shock it again. Yeah, I really did shock myself for that one. Oh my god, why did I do this shit? I love that you really went the extra mile and you actually did that shit to yourself. That's, wow. So I was wondering, I'm like, is there a limit to what you will do? Because someone asks you to. So then I decided, I am gonna have you. Well, let me just say the name of it. The break-in? That was me too, honey. The break-in. Fuck. So, I almost got arrested and charged with so many fucking crimes because I broke in to someone's house. And I, oh my god, oh my god. But do you know what the best part of that one was? I told you I'd help you with it, remember? Remember I gave you an address? And I said I'd spoken to them. It would be okay. You can do this. It'll be authentic because, you know, you don't know this person. They are asleep. And you know what you're going to do to them, right? And you're going to fuck them, right? Well, I think you should know. What's with all these ellipses? The guy that you fucked in his sleep? Honey, that was me. And I was not asleep. And that's when I discovered that I needed to come out with, I had to just tell you what I was doing because this actually was pretty fucked up. And I needed to just let go. And I think I'll be healthier if this just needs to end now. So there you have it. This is how I've been getting my rocks off, masturbating every single day, just stroking my cock to you. And you had no fucking clue. Oh my god, I fucked this guy. Oh my god. What the fuck? What? Fuck. I think I'm gonna delete my account.